We're here on KSON, and we're talking high school football as practice underway for everybody. Let's talk Griswold Tiger football. Seth Lemke, head coach for the Tigers, with us here on KSON. And Seth, how do you feel about your football team here at the start of practice?
Feeling pretty optimistic, actually.
Okay. Why the optimism?
Well, so we lost a good amount of guys from last season's team and the vast majority of our offensive and defensive production. But, we talked about that a little bit here in the spring before we got to the summer workouts, and the guys knew what we were facing, with the graduation of a large and talented senior class. I think they kind of took that to heart. We had a great summer, about 75-80% attendance in the weight room. Of kids coming, working out, getting in the football workouts done as well. And now the first, about a week and a half into football practice now, and they have the right attitude about things. They're maintaining a pretty good level of intensity through practice. They're starting to develop some good leadership out of some of the older kids as well. So we're very optimistic right now.
Very good. It looks like, are you opening up with a week zero game then against East Mills, or is that a scrimmage game?
That is a week zero ball game. With District 10 being short a team, some other teams needed another game, and we took advantage of the opportunity to get another game on the schedule. So we're real excited about that because we played them last year, lost by a couple points. It was an exciting, entertaining ball game. It should be a good matchup for us.
Okay, awesome. So, I mean, what's that been like, just accelerating everything by, an extra week?
It's been a little bit different. Obviously we're always intentional about our practice time and making sure we get done what we need to get done, but this year even more so, just because we might be short a couple of practices here or there. But again, the kids are showing up, they're focused, and that helps. And another kind of the flip side of that is we are a smaller squad. We don't have as many players, as much depth. But that also means we can get through our drills a little bit quicker too. So that also helps.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about the weight room in the summer. What was the summer like? What did you, take us through what you were able to accomplish in the summer with the kids?
Well, we got a lot of good conditioning done. When you have that high of attendance, they show up to camp physically ready to go. So that does help. That means we don't have to spend as much time during camp conditioning. Coach Larson does a great job making sure the kids are conditioned and that their bodies are durable, ready to withstand the rigors of a 9-game varsity schedule. And football wise, we've got a lot of our drills and fundamentals down. And again, that puts us a couple of steps ahead, and that enables us to, again, be more efficient once we get to actual football practice. So we don't have to keep rehashing things that we've been talking about for months. So that, with the great summer, that really set us ahead.
So obviously you lose your quarterback. That's always a big thing going into a new season, trying to find who the QB is. Bodie Wyman handled that position for a couple of years there. So how do you see that position coming into practice this year?
Well, right now, Wyatt Silk is kind of the kid who's going to be taking over that position. Wyatt's a senior. He does have a little bit of varsity experience playing quarterback when Bodie got hurt a couple of years ago, just for a couple of games there. So it's not like he's unfamiliar with it. And he ran a lot of our JV reps too. He's really, really kind of taken on a very large leadership role in that position. He's working on getting his reads down, throws a good ball. Got a couple of kids who can go out and catch too. Callen Kaiser, Dane Laverty, a couple of kids like that. They can get down the field and catch the ball pretty well. So hopefully there won't be too much of a drop off there.
All right. So you think Wyatt has won the job, or is it still, can anybody push him from this point?
Dane Laverty is probably the backup right now. When you're low on numbers, you kind of fit where kids are going to be able to make their biggest impact. And for us, that's Wyatt Silk at quarterback. Dane Laverty is a pretty good kid to be running wing back and wide receiver routes. Again, good speed, great set of hands, and Wyatt can get it to him. So Wyatt will be the top dog coming out of camp and probably throughout the season.
Very good. Any other positions that you still have battles going on?
We're still working on figuring out offensive and defensive lines. We've got that's probably where we have the most experience back. We've got three guys who have had some varsity experience. RJ DeShong has been a 3-year starter for us on the offensive line and the defensive line, so his spot's pretty solidified. But we have Colton Taylor, Jaden Jensen, Walker Gary, and Lonnie Smith are fighting for some of those other spots too, and that's been a good intense fight for positioning there. So I mean, worst case scenario, we've got some guys we can rotate through in those positions in order to get some guys some breaks.
So the redistricting happens this year. You're an 8-man District 9 with Arweva, Audubon, Cam, Coon Rapids Baird, Exira, EHK, and Glidden Ralston. What did you think about the redistricting this year?
Well, we've been in pretty much the same district since we came to 8-man. So seeing us go up to play some of the northern schools was a little bit of a surprise, but you know, I'm not upset about it. You know, there's always the thrilling prospect of being able to play some teams that you haven't played before. You know, Coon Rapids Baird, we've never played. Glidden Ralston, we've never played. Arweva, it's been a few years. I think we played them back in 2019, I want to say. And Audubon, we haven't played since we were both up in 11-man. So the opportunity to play some new teams in a new district, it's very exciting for us. Kind of see how we match up against, you know, the Audubons of the world. Obviously, Audubon is a great, well-coached team. They're very consistent. So just kind of see how we are, you know, against a different part of the state.
So what do you think is your goal here the rest of practice to get your team ready for your opener, which is kind of hard to believe, next Friday?
I know. Geez, it's coming. Time really flew by on us, didn't it?
Yes.
You know, obviously the goal is, you know, we playbook's in, cleaning up some of the little ticky-tack mistakes here and there. Working on intensity out of the gate, that is something that we have struggled with over the last couple of years. As we get to that first, we get to the opening kickoff, and sometimes it doesn't feel like we're ready to go. So we're working on that right now. But yeah, just making sure we've got kids in the right spots, and we're going to learn a lot next Friday night. You know, it's a good non-district game for us because I feel like we match up with East Mills pretty well. They lost a large amount of their production too. They've got a lot of young guys and a lot of new faces in new places as well. So it's, we're really just kind of looking to see if the stuff we've been working on is going to work, and, you know, make sure we've got the right guys in the right place. So should be good fun night for us.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and looking forward to talking to you more and following your Tigers throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yep, absolutely.
Seth Lemke, head coach for Griswold football, joining us here on KSOM.